Now, Nick has contacted the show with a problem with his car after he parked it in the park and fly car operated by Belfast International Airport. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What's happened, Nick?
So I went on holiday in the middle of July and was away for 3 weeks. And when I got back to my car in the early hours of last Saturday morning, it was quite clear that the car had been flooded. I didn't really understand why or what had actually happened, but I couldn't get the car started and there was water inside the car. A member of the team there who drives the minibuses to take it from the terminal back to the car park actually helped me jumpstart the car. So I got the car going. We loaded up, put my daughter in the back and went home and got home at about 2:30 in the morning. So the following morning, last Saturday, I went down just to the car just to make sure that the battery was still going. And at that point, realised that actually there was quite a bit of damage to the car. The rear footwells had about 4 inches of water in them. There were a number of electrical problems with the car, so the screen wasn't working on the radio. There was no sound coming out. My back windscreen wiper wasn't working. I had an engine management light flicking on and off. My parking sensors had stopped working. So I took some photos and sent them by an email to the airport and basically said, you know, do you know of any kind of incident or anything that's happened? Because my car seems to have got water in it. I got a phone call back saying the parking team aren't here until Monday, which was fair enough, and so they'll contact you then. The next thing I heard was an email from a solicitor in Leeds basically telling me that there had been an incident and that they wanted my insurance details so that I could then make a claim to get my car made right.
So they sent you a
solicitor? Nothing else from the airport. The airport allowed my car to sit, I think, full of water for 13 days. They had my details because obviously I'd booked with them to get into the car park. And nobody even sent me an email or a text or anything to say, do you know what, this car may be dangerous to drive, it could have had water in it, you may want to make alternative arrangements, you may want someone to come up and have a look at the car, nothing at all. And even by today, having sent several further emails to the airport, I've had absolutely no indication that they have any kind of responsibility for this.
So when you
have... solicitors have said...
So, Nick, when you have complained...
And that it's not their responsibility,
Nick,
so I'm going to have to claim on my own insurance.
Nick.
Now they've said they'll pay my excess.
Nick, can you hear me?
But I'm still claiming on my insurance. They're basically saying that they have nothing to do with this and that I've just got to get on with it. And to be honest, I'm not that impressed.
Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
When you complained to Belfast International Airport, are you telling me that they did not interact with you beyond a solicitor's letter?
So I got a phone call from somebody from the airport saying, we've received your email, but it's the parking management team that need to...
Yes, but beyond that, did you get anything?
No, all I've had since is just correspondence from the solicitor's firm in Leeds.
You see, you wouldn't know that, reading the statement that Belfast International Airport gave to the BBC, to the Nolan Show.
Right.
Here's what they said. They said, Belfast International Airport is dealing directly with Mr. Mitford, which is the proper way of dealing with this matter. As a result, it is no comment to offer the Nolan Show. They didn't use the word solicitor in their statement. Dealing directly. And yeah, I guess that could mean using a solicitor, but they didn't quite say, we've sent him a solicitor's letter.
Yeah, so I've had three conversations with the solicitors, and only yesterday I actually asked them whether they would refund the parking charge. And following, obviously, a conversation with their client, the solicitor then came back and said, yeah, okay, we will. But, you know, it even got to the point where I'm having to ask them whether they will do even that for me. So to say that they're directly talking to me, I think, is a bit of a stretch, to be honest, Stephen.
You know... What do you want the airport to do? What do you expect would be decent customer service here?
Well,
I'm getting call after call from people within our community saying the level of service from Belfast International Airport in terms of the security clearance, people waiting in queues for hours, is not acceptable. And now here's a different matter, another matter about Belfast International Airport. Is the management team up there concerned about the perception of that airport at the moment?
I would have thought at the very least that considering they have had my email details because I had to book some parking online and they knew that I wasn't coming back for 13 days after this event. I still don't really know a huge amount about the event, only what I've Googled that it's quite clear there was a lot of rain that day. Somebody could have contacted me to just say, do you know what? your car may or may not be flooded, but it might be worth getting it.
And very quickly, Nick, have you any evidence that other cars were affected? Because when we asked the airport that question, they ducked it, which is interesting.
Yeah,
we asked them, have any other cars been affected? Belfast International Airport
ducked
the question.
I'm now looking at other cars, and he told me that he's spoken to three other people who've had their cars written off because of this. And a friend of mine has also told me last night that one of his friends actually had their car.
Well, hopefully those people can contact the Nolan Show. Do we get a sense of this? And your car may be a write-off because of this. Is that right?
Yeah, my insurance company tell me it probably will be a write-off because water damage is, you know, sort of an ongoing repair.
Let's see if we can get more in this story. Thank you for bringing this story to us. Here's the news.